Hello, and welcome to the warm-up for Sunday, August 15th, 2021, the Solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. My name is Father John Jaska, pastor of the Chatham Catholic Family of Parishes. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown the strength with his arm, he has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his descendants forever." And Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months and then returned to her home. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Well, I have to say this is one of my favorite feasts or solemnities throughout the entire year, the Assumption of Mary. And I think that's certainly because all of us as Catholics see, you know, Mary, you know, as we hear in the song Immaculate Mary, the perfect disciple. Mary becomes this perfect model for us of how we're called to live our lives of faith. First and foremost, of course, Mary saying yes to being the mother of Jesus. And then as we heard in this Gospel of Luke, she goes with haste, with joy, with excitement to go and share the good news with Elizabeth. And then she recognizes her role as this perfect disciple. What does it mean? It's those words when Mary exclaims, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." So it's a beautiful, you know, what are we called to be as disciples? We're supposed to magnify the Lord. We're supposed to make his grace, his love, his light shine bigger and brighter and stronger around those who are in need. Those who need to experience God's love, God's mercy, God's forgiveness, God's strength. And we're to magnify, we're to zoom it in, we're to make it bigger through our actions, through our service, and rejoicing that we become instruments of salvation. And that's Mary's great joy, that she is participating in the saving acts of God's grace in the fulfillment of his promise to bring us home to the kingdom of heaven. And so this solemnity is not only about Mary as the perfect disciple, her being assumed body and soul into heaven. She is the symbol and fulfillment of the church, of all of us, that we are called to say yes, we're called to magnify the Lord, we're called to rejoice in his love, and at the end of our faithful service, we have the fullness of the resurrection. And that's why Mary is so revered and so honored, and an inspiration and a sign of faithfulness for us. I can't help but to think of the Marian shrines I've been to, from Lourdes, Fatima, Cap de Madeleine in Quebec, to Our Lady of Greifswald in Poland, and of course, my favorite place on earth, the Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Częstochowa, Poland. All of these places of devotion and of encounter, that Mary becomes this guide for us to bring us to the gift of Jesus, her son. And that's Mary magnifies the Lord. And when we go to these shrines, when we pray the rosary, when we, you know, Mary, the mother of all saints, you know, queen of saints, leads us. She in her yes, she in her faithfulness, she in her devotion, she in her sacrifice leads us to Jesus. You know, O perfect disciple who cherished God's word, we hear in the hymn Immaculate Mary. That is so powerful for us. And that's what we celebrate today, is the fulfillment of the church. And Mary becomes that sign for us that we are called to trust, we are called to serve, we are called to love the Lord with all our hearts. And he will bring us to completion, to fulfillment. You know, Mary goes on in the gospel, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. You know, and Mary recognizes in humility this call, and this call that we all have to be those disciples, to bring mercy, to bring hope, to fill the hungry with good things, to offer that grace and that love from generation to generation. You know, Mary recognized the magnitude of her call to faithfulness and service. And that same call is given to us. And we need to be able to say yes with our lips, but our hearts, our hands, and our lives, so that we can serve, so that we can, in a sense, give our lives away to magnify the presence of the Lord. And then, you know, we are promised when we're faithful, when we're loving, when we do the very best we can to bring light and peace to the world, then are the fullness of our reward in the kingdom of heaven. And so this solemnity of the Assumption is a chance for the church to rejoice, to honor Mary in her role, both in the past, as we heard in the gospel from Luke, but also for us now, who beckons us, who encourages us, who loves us and guides us to say yes to Jesus, to magnify the Lord, to rejoice in his love. It's not easy. Mary's yes was not easy. It was a challenge to say yes. And it was a yes that she had to say every day in her life, because she had to, you know, flee to Egypt because of King Herod. She had to see her son betrayed by his closest friends. She had to see him die on the cross. But she also saw the resurrection and the missionary work of the good news of the gospel that lasts forever. So we ask for Mary's intercession, that we can say yes every day within our families, within our workplace, and with joy, but also urgency or haste to share the love of Christ that we experience and offer it to all those around us, especially those in most need. God bless you, and we'll see you this weekend.